We're live.
Thank you very much. Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the November 13th, 2023 meeting of the University City Council to order. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Fuller.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Crowe.
Here. Before the meeting during the study session, we asked if there are any changes to the agenda. I did not hear any at that time. Are there any motions to amend the agenda at this time? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the agenda? Motion made by Mr. Hale, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no proclamations this evening. We have before you the minutes of the October 23rd, 2023 meeting. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Ms. Klein. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Hales.
Thank you, Mayor. Can I do both of these in one motion?
You cannot.
Okay. I'd like to nominate Charles Gaskin for reappointment to the Plan Commission.
Is there a motion? Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Hales.
Thank you. I'd like to nominate Al Fleischer for reappointment to the Plan Commission.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. I have an appointment to the Arts and Letters Commission of Larry Williams. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. I think by state law, I have to appoint, no, I think it's by ordinance, I have to appoint all the members of the LSPD or nominate them. I'm nominating Max Sansui to the LSPD. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. I would like to reappoint Bobette Patton to the EDRST board. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. I would like to reappoint Cynthia Martin to the EDRST board. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fuller. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. You'll see on the agenda that we had two folks that were sworn into commissions this past week in the clerk's office, Charlene Temple to the Arts and Letters Commission and Nicole Baumgarten to the Green Practices Commission. We will now turn to the citizen participation portion of the agenda. For those of you who have walked in, if you would like to speak, all you do is go to over by the door and there will be sign-up sheets for you to speak on either agenda items or non-agenda items. This part of the program is for non-agenda items. When you come to the microphone, when your name is called, please give your name and address, and you are limited to 5 minutes. The first request to speak this evening is William Boyd. Sir, there's a green button at the bottom. If you'll hit that on the microphone, and it will then let your voice be amplified. There you go. Perfect.
Thank you. Good evening, all. Thank you so very much for giving me this time to speak. I just need to appeal for some assistance with the thorny problem that has persisted for a couple of years now. And it's regarding, I distributed a prepared statement for your perusal. And I'm just looking for some assistance from you in resolving this issue. We've reported to everybody we were big enough to talk to, but we haven't seemed to have been able to get any satisfactory results. And I appeal to you to give us a little help with this. Thank you so much.
Can you please, Mr. Boyd, give us your name and address just for the record?
William Michael Boyd, 1461 Forest Green Court, 63130.
Thank you very much. And we got the information that you provided, and the city manager, I'm sure, will work with someone on staff to get back to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for taking the time to come this evening. That concludes our citizen participation, participation portion for this part of the agenda. We'll now move forward to the initial council comments. Okay. Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I just wanted to add to Mr. Boyd's comments in this and the information that he's given us, and just let you know that this is 1457 Forest Green Court. And the city manager is aware, and he is actually addressing this, and hopefully we can get this taken care of. But it is, I just wanted to give you some background. This is an ongoing situation, and it hasn't just been a couple of years. This has been several years. I reported this issue, and I'll even give you the dates. Back in September 14th, 2017, December 8th, 2020, March 7th, 2022, September 29th, 2022, and July 14th of this year. It's an ongoing issue. And again, I'm hoping that we can get this resolved, that these neighbors are going through with this resident. There's another issue that they have that we're going to be addressing on November 27th at our next meeting. So that's all I wanted to tell you, just give you some background.
Okay, thank you very much. We have no public hearing this evening. You have before you the consent agenda with items K1, 2, 3, and 4. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We'll now move forward to the city manager's report. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council members, this item L1, asks that you receive a first quarter financial report from Finance Director Keith Cole. Mr. Cole?
Thank you, Mr. Rose, Honorable Mayor, members of council. I do a quick summary of the first quarter as of September 30th, 2023 for the FY24 presentation. Mr. Cole, I believe everyone has the handout. Yeah, you can just proceed until they have your presentation ready. So I'll start out with the general fund on the revenues. So the adjusted budget is $25,655,485. The year-to-date actual is $2,926,700. And the actual as a percent of the adjusted budget is 11.4%. And this is as a compare from
the same quarter as of FY 23, there's a decrease of $56,049. The key points here, for this quarter, there's an increase in sales and use tax of roughly $93,600 or 13.4%. This increase is mainly due to the increase in local use tax, St. Louis County, and the fire sales tax. And then another increase in the gross receipts tax of roughly $45,700 or 4.5%. This increase is due mainly to timing of receiving revenue from the water tax. Last year in FY 22, the first quarter, we only received one payment's worth. And then this quarter, we had received two payments. So it's just a timing. And then we also had increase in service charges of roughly $190,700 or 150.58%. This is pretty much mainly from collecting of the ambulance services. We also had an increase in interest revenue of roughly $32,800 or 931.8%. This increase is due to favorable market conditions in the first quarter. And we also had an increase in other revenue of roughly $26,000 or 190.7%. This increase is due mainly from receiving funds from the opioid settlement and credit card fees. And then on the decreasing, we had decreasing grants of roughly $360,000. This is mainly because we received the SAFER grant in FY 23 of this of the same period, and that grant has been since been closed out. And we also had a decrease in inspection fees and permits of roughly $80,200 or 27.1%. And this is just a decrease in building and zoning permits for this period. And then one thing to note is the bulk of the property tax revenue that the city receives is mainly that we get in December and January. But overall, the revenues as a percent of the budget show a slight increase of 0.9% when compared to the same quarter of FY 23. The general fund expenditures, we have an adjusted budget of $29,023,129. The year-to-date actual is $6.8,77,990. This represents 23.7% of the adjusted budget. And thus far, we've had a decrease of $500,000 compared to the same quarter of FY 23. And the decrease in expenditures is mainly from public works and parks and recreation for capital outlay of roughly $1.2 million. And this is due to the emergency purchases that we needed to purchase from the flood that occurred in the same quarter of FY 23. And then there's also an increase in expenditures of parks and recreation of roughly $450,000 or 72.9% compared to the same quarter. This is mainly due to the contract with the Midwest Pool Management, Electricity and Aquatics, part-time salaries and electricity at Centennial Commons. Overall, the expenditures as a percent of the budget increased by 1% compared to the same quarter of FY 23. And then we move on to capital improvement sales tax revenue. We have an adjusted budget of $2.8 million. The year-to-date actual is $257,628. This represents 9.2%. of the adjusted budget, and we have a small increase of $11,038. Key points here on the sales tax revenue increased roughly 4.5% during the first quarter FY 20 compared to the same quarter of FY 23. And for capital improvement, just a note that the revenue generated for this is from pool sales tax collected from other cities in the county and based on per capita. And the capital improvement sales tax expenditures, we had an adjusted budget of $1,790,337. And the year-to-date actual thus far is $151,688. And this represents 8.5% of the adjusted budget. And for this quarter, we've had an increase of $89,444. And this increase in expenditures is mainly from the allocation of four different positions in public works. These positions were opened in the first quarter of FY23. And we also had some increase in payments for capital outlay. And moving on to the park and stormwater sales tax revenues, we've had an adjusted budget of $2,001,000. Year-to-date actual is $153,033, and this represents 7.6% of the adjusted budget. And we have had an increase of $26,492 compared to the same quarter of FY23. Key points here is sales tax revenue for the first quarter of FY24 has shown an increase of roughly 20.9% when compared to the same quarter of FY23. And then of the $153,000 of the sales tax revenue, roughly $65,400 or 42.7% has been generated from the TIF. And here on the sales tax revenue is based on point of sale. Park and stormwater sales tax expenditures, we've had an adjusted budget of $1,561,240. We have a year-to-date actual of $109,811, represents 7% of the actual budget, or the adjusted budget. And the increase of $64,964 compared to the same quarter of FY23. The increase here just is mainly from allocation of three different positions in public works. Again, these were open positions in FY23 in the first quarter. And also some increases in removal of trees. And then moving along to the public safety sales tax revenue, we have an adjusted budget of $2,291,000. Year-to-date actual is $212,434. And this represents 9.3% of the adjusted budget. And we had an increase of $8,207 compared to same quarter of FY23. So the slight increase, roughly of 4.0% revenues, appears to be, you know, within reason compared to the same quarter of FY23. Public safety sales tax expenditures, we have an adjusted budget of $575,951. Year-to-date actual is $164,097. This is 28.5% of the adjusted budget. And we've had a small increase of $5,579. And this slight increase is roughly 3.5% of expenditures. And it's, you know, within reason compared to the first quarter of FY23. And quickly ran through this. If you have questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Are there questions from members of council? Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Just a quick question that I have in reference to parks and stormwater sales tax. And with the expenditures, what I wanted to understand with this fund, what part is parks and what part is stormwater? And because I'd like to know what are the expenditures of stormwater, if there's a way of breaking that down.
I'd have to do a deep dive in to figure out the detail of what that comprises of.
That would be my question. Thank you.
Honorable Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, just to be clear that the Parks and Stormwater sales tax, as I'm sure you know, can be used for either purpose. It is not required to be used for either parks or stormwater, but it has to be, make sure I'm saying that right, has to be used for one of them. You couldn't use it for, let's say, police. But you could use all of it for parks, or you could use all of it for stormwater, or you could divide it up.
Mr. Cole, and you talked about the on that same stormwater sales tax. It says roughly $65,000 is generated from the TIF. Is that what we projected, below, above what we projected, or did we have projections for that number?
I don't have the projections for that, but this is what we actually received for that quarter.
Honorable Mayor, I am working with our finance director as well as with our city attorney to prepare a report that highlights the revenues that we are receiving from the TIF. So okay. It'll be clear to everyone exactly the amount of revenues that we're getting thus far.
Thank you. Other questions of Mr. Cole? Hearing none. Thank you very much, Mr. Cole. Thank you.
Thanks.
Let's see. That concludes the city manager's report. We will now move forward to unfinished business. Madam Clerk, we have bill number 9525. May we have the second reading?
Bill 9525, an ordinance amending section 130.580 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to non-uniformed employees' retirement system benefit adjustments by increasing monthly benefits to retirees and their beneficiaries other than children by 2%.
May I have the third reading?
Bill 9525, an ordinance amending section 130.580 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to non-uniformed employees' retirement system benefit adjustments by increasing monthly benefits to retirees and their beneficiaries other than children by 2%.
Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Ms. Klein. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Hales?
Aye.
Councilmember Fuller?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Aye.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Mayor Crow?
Aye. The bill is passed. You now have before you bill number 9526. May we have the second reading?
Bill 9526, an ordinance amending sections 130.590 and 130.600 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to non-uniformed employees' retirement system benefits on termination other than retirement or death, and vesting of benefits respectfully by decreasing the number of years of service for vesting of benefits from 10 years to 5 years.
May we have the third reading?
Bill 9526, an ordinance amending sections 130.590 and 130.600 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to non-uniformed employees' retirement system benefits on termination other than retirement or death, and vesting of benefits respectfully by decreasing the number of years of service for vesting of benefits from 10 years to 5 years.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Fuller. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Madam Clerk, the one thing I would say is in bill number 9526, it is respectively, just because that was that may be a term of art in that particular bill. Is there any other discussion of bill number 9526? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Hales?
Aye.
Councilmember Fuller?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson? Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Mayor Crow?
Aye. The bill is passed. We now have before us bill number 9531. May we have the second reading?
Bill 9531, an ordinance fixing the compensation to be paid to city officials and employees as enumerated herein from and after November 13th, 2023, and repealing ordinance number 7337.
Maybe the third reading.
Bill 9531, an ordinance fixing the compensation to be paid to city officials and employees as enumerated herein from and after November 13th, 2023, and repealing ordinance number 7337.
Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Fuller?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson? Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Hales?
Aye.
Mayor Crowe?
Aye. The bill has passed. We have no new business, nor do we have bills for introduction. We'll move to council reports and business. Are there any reports from any members of council on this agenda item? Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I just have one announcement and making sure that everybody is aware that Returning Artists series is the reception for the Returning Artists is this Friday. And I believe it's at 6:30. 7 o'clock, but anyway, it's at the library at the high school. And again, and this returning artist has been in the high school, middle school, and grade school of our UCity students this entire week. So it's one of the main events that happens every year. So again, I just wanted to make that announcement of the Returning Artist Series reception Friday.
Thank you. We have no other requests to speak for citizen participation. Council comments. Any council comments this evening from my colleagues? Mr. Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and council members. I'd really like to thank the city, specifically the Parks Division, for our year of park celebration to celebrate 100 years of parks in University City. And specifically compliment everybody who participated and staged the last event, which was the rededication of the Veterans Monument, Memorial, Fountain. We called it several things that day. And everyone who participated in that, and really a thank you to the entire committee, I think was headed by Judy Prangy. And compliments. That was well done. And the speaker, John Thiemann, did a great job. Our own vocalist nailed it. Excellent job. And I really think we really got some nice coverage. And that's not why we did that. We recognized all the veterans in University City. Thank you.
Hearing nothing from anyone else, I too would like to commend the Parks 100 Commission for the event and everyone who participated, the police and the fire departments who were both there, the city manager who participated as well, to Councilmember Fuller, who is a veteran. We appreciate your service and your participation. John as well. Yes, I'm sorry, Gregory as a veteran as well. Anyways, it was a very fun morning, beautiful morning, beautifully done. And I do think that the coverage on the TV was actually Channel 5, if you want to go view any of us, Channel 5 was well done as well. And finally, I do want to mention very quickly, we got this from Chief Hampton, that the police department will be one of the drop-off points for Toys for Tots through December the 15th. There will be a donation box in the police station. So if anyone would like to participate in that program, we have a drop box there at the police station. With that, I would welcome a motion to go into closed session according to Missouri Revised Statute 610.021, legal actions, causes of action, or litigation involving a public governmental body and any confidential or privileged communications between a public governmental body or its representatives or attorneys. Such a motion. Motion made by Mr. Smotherson, seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Smotherson? Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Hales?
Aye.
Councilmember Fuller?
Aye.
Mayor Crowe?
Aye. Thank you very much. Have a pleasant evening.